me when I'm reaching for you. It looks good, kid. You'd be the death of me, death of me, death of me, girl. With 895,226, make that 8,905,227 views. Well deserved, Tim-O-Matic. Thank you for introducing the Friendly Geordies podcast yet again. Do you think he'd care? He seems like a really happy guy.
Man.
But I think that he'd be very litigious if given the opportunity.
What does that mean?
It's just, oh, thank you very much for your time. I'll see your ass in court.
Yeah, that's the least he can do. Like, we're giving him so much respect that is, like, clearly not deserved.
Is this the guy?
That's mostly why he's suing us. It's not so much the money, it's the principle.
Yeah, it's the principle. Why are you putting shit music? Why are you publicizing it?
Is this the guy that thought of the nay-nay?
No, Miss Love.
If he had, then he would be relevant.
He does look a lot like Salento, except for if Salento's mother was a chip.
A chip?
He does have a very like a potato chip crisp Smith's crinkle cut face. Oh, I mean, he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, man.
And on that note, let's just move away from that conversation because it's getting very racy very quick in the podcast. Let's move straight on to the first segment, which I can't remember what it is. And we've turned off the light in the studio
it
for
is,
mood.
It is Would You Rather.
We shouldn't have done that.
We
blew it, guys. Right. We blew it, but we're alive. We blew it.
It's Would You Rather, so we're all going to, this is like a standard segment, man. Do I need to explain this?
No, I really don't think you do. Okay. Thank you so much for that, because now I can put on the classic music of Scatman, which you will hear after everybody. We've all fashioned a question that we believe is going to be an extremely difficult choice for the other person to conjure.
Mm.
And when they finally do answer it, we will play a short clip of... So, I'd rather have sex with a hippopotamus. Alright, so...
What a song.
Miss Love, do you want to ask me?
Yeah.
We're going to go around in that circle?
Yeah. Yeah, do you want me to start it?
Yes.
Mine's obviously the... it's the most sort of intelligent, sort of thought-provoking one. Absolutely. So prepare yourself.
Okay.
Would you rather...
Let me get on my intellectual glasses. Would you like to pass me yours? And, Jesus Christ, you've got terrible eyes.
Prepare yourself, Jordan. We're going to time travel back to year 10 maths.
Which was when? 2005? Just so I can get a nice gaff of the time. So, Pink representing Pepsi Hard. Every girl saying that she's this genius songwriter and she's so good because she's... He just should be changed up.
Yeah, pretty
2005
much.
2005 subbed up. It's Pink's hair, which was blonde.
American Rosso dominating the radio waves.
But not for long. 6 months after that, they'd definitely be second or third on the radio ratings.
God, times are good.
Golden times.
I love them. All right. Would you rather stuff 10 to 15 burritos in your pants and be forced to run a mile?
Doesn't sound that bad. That sounds great, actually. Yeah, extremely comfortable as long as they're not just out of the microwave.
Oven. Worse. Okay, what's the... I'm kind of enjoying this. Do I get to eat some beforehand?
So,
No, yeah. This isn't for you, Ali. I've got...
Yeah,
this is a horrific question for you.
Yeah, well, mine's the most epic. Yeah, would you rather stuff 15 burritos in your pants and run a mile? Or be punched slightly hard in the shin?
The burritos! Why did you think that was a tough decision? This is the problem with so many would you rathers. It's always, would you rather meet Jesus for 5 minutes or would you rather kill Jesus?
What the hell?
I don't want to go to hell for eternal damnation. I'm just going to meet him.
Why would someone kill him?
Can I do neither? Like, I'm not interested in either one.
I choose neither. Every time you ever play this game with a girl, they always do that.
Yeah.
I'd kill myself. That's not an option. There's no gun available.
I choose neither. Cop out.
And on top of that, no, you wouldn't. But would you rather... Even if the option was, would you rather get kicked in the shins, right? Or kicked in the other shin?
Yeah.
And if they say, I'd rather kill myself, just take the kick in the shin.
Like you've morally just, you know, like, like completely damaged them. It's like, how dare you kick in the shin?
This game's stupid. I don't want to play it anymore. But seeing as we're all guys here, we're all still extremely interested in this game. So we'll power on. Ali, would you rather be shrunk down to the size of a grasshopper that is chained and you have to have sex with it while it's going...
Oh.
And a clown is spanking your butt while you're having sex with it? Or would you rather a chimp that is dolled up to dress to impress, is dressed in a nice fairy princess outfit, is of legal age, the chimp is 20, so probably a grandma chimp at that point, just give you a quick head job, but it's filmed,
and it goes and straight YouTube. To YouTube.
God.
Wait, having sex with a chimp, like fucking a chimp.
No, just quick heady.
A quick heady. God.
Okay.
First of all, can I just point out, what the hell is wrong with this man? Like, what is this demented, insane asylum stuff? This is some deep... This is like, yeah. Go to like, I don't know where the insane asylum is in Sydney, but go to the top nutter and he'll be like, damn, you gotta chill out, mate.
Yeah. Excellent advice. Really glad that the most qualified... psychiatrist in Australia, according to Miss Love, would tell you to chill out. The exact same advice the black guy in the Mars bar commercial gives his wife.
Take a break, take a kick.
Yeah, okay, so, man, like, I was happily down for the monkey, but then once you just said film, that's like, that's a lifelong curse.
This is what I'm saying, Miss Love, you have to... Think about the relation of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in reality.
Nobody will ever know that you have sex with
a grasshopper.
Except for you.
Except for me. Know. Except for me. fucking hell. Look, considering that we're all social beings and having everyone know that you've got a hand job by a 20-year-old grandma monkey.
No. You got sucked off.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Sucked off.
I think you're looking at this from the wrong perspective. No,
I think what's
wrong? You know, it's not that bad.
Well, it is kind of bad.
The same as us. Yeah. That's what it boils down to.
What are you afraid of, Ali? You might have fun.
No. Yes. I'm not afraid of that.
Classic Miss Love.
I'm afraid of everyone knowing that I had fun.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to go with the grasshopper. Do I get back to normal? Bring that grasshopper ass, baby.
Thank you very much for your contribution. Sorry, let's just turn off the music. What did you say just then?
Yeah, bring that grasshopper ass. I want to spank some of that shit.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the clown's definitely not...
This really cleanses the palate after something very disturbing is uttered into the microphone. This music. And very odd seeing as the name of this song is Scat Man. that is less filthy than what we're talking about.
Okay.
Ali, please divulge your question to Miss Love.
Hit me.
All right, Miss Love. So you're in a WWE wrestling ring.
Yes,
and
sir.
Batista. Yeah, yeah. Do you know Batista? He's like a massive wrestler.
No,
he's
only
huge. Do you know
is
Big
his
Show?
Theme song Funky Cole Batista.
Really? Funky Cole Batista.
Do you know anything about wrestling?
I know about that guy who used to wear, like, I used to play the game that was on, like, I think on Xbox, the original one, and one of the wrestlers was the guy who, like, painted his face, and one of his moves was, he has a sock puppet on, he's, like, jammed it down people's throats.
Mick Foley, but, okay, no, not Mick Foley. Okay, so, imagine a 7-foot guy, a 7-foot, 500-pound man.
Okay.
This giant wrestler,
like
right?
Like, Andre the Giant.
Yeah, like us. Yeah, okay, let's take that. And, okay, so you're in a ring.
Yeah.
He gives you two options. Either he beats the crap out of you,
shit.
Where you're literally bloody and go to the hospital with, like, a few broken, like, ribs and shit.
Oh,
or
God.
He says, just quickly suck me off.
Fuck.
I, th- think you found the perfect sweet spot. It shouldn't be two sexual things. It should be one violent option, one humiliating sexual option.
Now I know what your degree was about, Ali, making the ultimate what if question. Oh man.
4 years at uni doesn't come leave you empty handed.
I feel like this is the hardest question that's ever been put to me. you know what I mean? Like, do we pull the plug on Aunt May or do we keep her alive? It's like at that point of stress.
Yeah, that was very easy for you. Just pull the damn plug. I'm not paying for this.
Okay, I have to think about this actually. Just give me a sec. I don't know. Maybe just ponder upon yourselves, podcasters.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, no, I have you to need think to about
answer,
this.
You need to answer like straight away.
No sound.
Okay, yeah, it's
in
a podcast.
Fucking podcast.
Okay, I would. How long's the blowjob? How long is it?
7 minutes.
7 minutes?
7 minutes.
This is... Okay, basically what it's come down to for me is the time of the blowjob, because I would not want to be pummeled to it. 7 minutes? Is that your final... That's what you would say? Seven minutes.
7 minutes, yeah. It depends on how quickly he comes. Like, I don't know. It's up to the fucking
Would
giant.
I die? Would I die? If in the first situation?
No, you wouldn't die. You'll just be freaking hospitalized for ages.
Could I take a fuckload of painkillers before I get pummeled?
No, dude, this just happened.
That's not an
this
option.
This just fucking happened. Like, you need to choose one right now.
I'm just...
Or you're going to get beaten up.
I'm just gonna
What is it with you making decisions in your life? This is a very good microcosm of your decision-making process.
That is actually quite accurate.
Throughout all of eternity.
Exposing yourself.
Super cheesy or just cheesy supreme?
7 minutes. I'd just let him pummel the shit out of me.
Oh...
Dumb motherfucker. Basically, if you had said a minute or two, I could have done it. But sucking off a guy for 7 minutes till he comes.
No, not just a guy sucking off Andre the Giant.
Yeah, no, I'd rather
7 minutes.
I'd rather get pummeled.
Meat cock sandwich.
I'd rather get pummeled. To be honest, I feel like at some point,
a giant though, I suppose it just puts everything on a more epic scale. The beating would be worse. Sucking a huge cock.
Oh no, but he's got a small one for some reason.
No,
it's
still
not big at all.
Okay. You need to cherry pick a ladder to get up there. But when you do get there, you just god damn.
There's just something like nothing against all the LGBT. Wait, I don't, is that like gay people? Whatever, like the gay people's community. I don't know if that's just gay. That's the gay community, right? Nothing against them.
That's insane, nothing, man. Nothing. Fucking 2016. Like, wait, what's LBG? Is that gay people?
Is that gay people or is it a sandwich?
Nothing. Nothing against them.
Look,
but like,
is BLT and LGBT the same thing? What's that? Is that a Portos and Maca difference?
Yeah, nothing against them, but like, just doesn't sucking on a penis doesn't appeal to me. Just doesn't appeal to me.
That's all right. And, that's all right. All right. You don't have to explain yourself here. You just get beaten to a bloody pulp.
If it was like everybody's a minute,
got their own choices.
If it was like a minute, I could probably do it because I'd just like lull it up in the situation. Like, this is crazy, man. This is crazy. This is crazy, man. But 7 minutes is a lot of contemplation there.
Are you like, can I put that question back to you? Are you afraid you might enjoy it a bit?
No. I don't mind.
Fair enough. That's the right answer. I don't think anyone would, but
I don't
moving
mind.
On.
I would happily if I did enjoy it, but that was epic. Who'd have thought that question could have made me like... Ponder.
I did. I knew this is a tough cookie. I've used it before.
Yeah.
Who was this on? Was this on your older brother Ali?
No, he actually asked me this question.
It sounds like something.
What did you say, Ali? What did you say?
Man, like
you thought about it for 2 hours, like me, and just like
no, I thought about it for a bit. I reckon, man, I just suck it. I'll suck the cock.
Yeah, I'd go for the suck as well.
Really?
Even if it was in front of 50,000 rednecks. In the middle of Alabama, I'm still sucking the cock. I hate pain. I learned this from the old days when I used to play this game called Punishment Poker, which
I think I've
mentioned it before. This is
shout out to Torbs and Joe Jackson.
Both diamonds in the rough. Diamonds especially seeing as they the used rough. To actually do the dares and I used to always weasel out of them and cry.
He gave third degree burns to one of his mates.
Yes. I said to him, don't be a pussy. And then when it came to me, they said, just one shoe thrown in your nuts. I was like, no, that's my nut.
Jordan, if there's one thing the listeners need to know about Jordan, he cannot take pain. I even remember in high school, I'm pretty sure like, you know, one bully once in our 7 years came up to Jordan and was like, I'm going to punch you in the arm. And Jordan, I don't know, curled up in a ball and started crying or something like this.
He also outlined when Yilmaz tried to fight me in an empty corridor. Same thing. It's my ultimate defense. Guys, this is how you get out of a fight. You curl into a ball like a fetus. And you cry. It works every time.
Oh, God. That's
tried
true.
And tested strategy.
Oh, that makes me really happy for some reason.
Glad, utterly pathetic.
Yeah. At least it's really making someone happy.
Kind of describes why I am a very, very bad. God, I'm so glad that I'm not in caveman times.
Dude, yes.
It would be fair enough. You just chuck me out to the saber-toothed tiger for the good of the tribe. That is what that guy can offer.
He can't
reproduce. He can't defend.
You're just bait. I'm no like old timey, you know, works in Botany Bay with me sleeves rolled up, going, "Hey, come on, come at me," style Aussie. But I'm far from that. But yeah. if Jordan was in prehistoric times, he would be on a spit on a fire, just going, just being cooked alive, because they would have been like, "This guy's." He's not going to fight anyone. Let's just eat his carcass. No offense.
He's been exposed.
A shill, a corporate shill.
Oh, none taken, Bislav. That's very fair. And might I also add that it's extremely obvious that you would have been the one suggesting that. Surely.
Get him!
That was always his position in high school. The kid in the back... egging on two other kids to fight.
Man, it makes so much sense.
Throwing twigs at them, hoping to engage their rage like two bulls in a pen.
Don't walk away. After all these years, things have changed.
Don't walk away.
Build that wall. Build that, man, don't you reckon it's that? It's Miss Love's, like, today's version of that is build that wall.
He's a huge fan of carnage.
Yeah, it's true.
How much are you, if somebody offered you a one-way ticket to the Colosseum and you had to live there in ancient Rome, but you got primo tickets to watching men getting eaten by lions, surely you'd take that. That is not an easy hypothetical for you.
I would take that, and I know that you would take that too.
Yeah, but I do it for the architecture. You do it for the fights.
I do it for the blood sports.
Okay, you're not a 19th century. Let's take this out, shy governor, but you are one of those Roman peasants that spits at the emperor when he gets like the wrong decision and is dragged away by two centurions yelling, "It was worth it. That man deserved to die."
You just got me down pat, man. You got me down pat.
Turn off your phone, Missa.
My mum is calling me, and I will put it on silent.
Which is actually a very good segue into the next segment. That is incredible.
That is...
Really?
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Because what our next segment is, we're going to talk about what is it that annoys us when our mums call us.
Oh, my God. Should I just answer? No, I should answer.
Yes! Call her back.
I should have answered.
Call her back and put her on speakerphone. Right. Let's persecute your mum.
Oh, I don't want to be persecuted. No,
this is
I'm
for
not
giving
do
birth
no,
to
No, do it. It. Don't tell her that she's on the show. Just...
We can't... Okay, fine.
But we'll, I can't believe he's actually doing it. This is insane. You're insane, mate.
How do I...
call people?
Just get off Instagram with just all girls half naked on it.
Very honest of you, Miss Love. Would you like to continue that trend? By also, I was having dinner with Miss Love's girlfriend the other day while Miss Love wasn't there because he was in the toilet. He started sending his girlfriend messages on Facebook, and then your girlfriend said to me, "He's doing a shit." I said, "How do you know?" And it's because every time you're doing a shit, you start sending her messages on Facebook going, "Oh, check out this link. Have you seen this crazy shit?"
It's true, baby.
Why do you make it obvious that you're doing a turd? That you're murdering a brown snake?
Wait, as in like how? Because she knows that I'm in there doing it.
Yes.
I'm a very economical 21st century man, and my time is precious. My time is precious. Young children died getting the diamonds for my iPhone. I'll be damned if I don't show a picture of a fat guy falling over to my girlfriend when I'm taking a crap.
Convince
onwards
you should...
Christian soldier, marching as to war,
pride, proud and true.
That's great. Well, let's just quickly go around the room. Let's discuss this. Everybody else in the comments section, please contribute to this. Don't let the dialogue die with us. Can we come up with a way? Does anybody have any strategy to get your mum off the phone at the point where she actually says, okay, see you, love you? Because there's always two or three things after that of, oh, hang on a minute.
No, I've got one,
extra
man.
Idea. Oh, I don't even know, need to go to the people. No need to comment.
The best way to do it if, so is there's no way they're going to get off the phone unless they realize that there's some sort of safety threat to you. So if you say, oh, I'm driving.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm on a highway, they'll be, all right, fair enough, I think yeah. That's the only way to do it, like, promptu.
Oh, that right. Makes me feel really bad. You feel bad enough always going, yes, okay, I don't know. All right, I need to go, goodbye.
Which is what...
Oh, we've already been through this. That's terrible in itself.
Which is what just happened for the audience to Jordan.
Yeah. But that's how much...
That's how the segment got introduced.
Yeah, Jordan got off the phone with his mom and was just like, God, I have a segment idea.
Yeah. No, and Miss Love was just saying, like, man, that is such a good rant. There was mutual appreciation for this segment.
Like, I don't know what the solution is, but, like, you know, just to muse on it, like, it's just incredible. It's an incredible trait. Like, I don't think I could do it if I tried. My mom, who I love dearly, will call me, talk. I think once I not recorded it, but, like, you know, kept an eye on the time. We talked for like 23 minutes and then I hung up and I was like recollected. I'm like, what did she call me for? What did she talk about? Why was she calling me? There was nothing. literally. I think the topic, I don't know. It was just like this tangent acid trip of a conversation, something about buying flowers, something about like,
she was just trying to have a banter, man.
Is that like a Pakistani? Is that a Pakistani thing? That's a normal thing. Your mum just called you.
Yeah, actually, it is. It is fucking normal.
Oh, really?
And like 25 minutes? That's for pussies, man. Try like 1.5 hours.
What?
Yeah, when they're on Skype, that's when you know that the rest of your night is booked out.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst thing is? When I'm at their house, Ali's parents will be sitting to either him or one of his brothers while they're watching TV and playing computer games, and then every now and then they'll go, and then they're like, and they're just playing a game, and then there's 20 minutes of silence while she's just doing something else on the net. Just fucking hang up. What is with this?
Why do we care?
They just need to know every 5 seconds, even though you're in your 30s now, you know? You're highly capable of looking after yourself.
Well,
they just need to know it every second. Miss Love's an exception. Every other section of your life, you're still alive. That seems to be the point of all of these conversations that have literally no intent or purpose.
Are you alive? That's it.
And it's the worst thing ever because there's no way that you can ever stop that conversation.
Yeah.
You could ad infinitum until you die. People go going, yep, still breathing. There's another one. Here we go again. Which is basically what they want. That seems to be what mums want.
Conversely to that, how epic and just hopeful and just really bowler. And just completely opposite are dad's conversations. Dad
and
calling.
It's always
30 seconds. It's like, dot point, bye. And it's so good. And each time it's really effective. It's like the most economical system. It's just like, it's like, you know.
And it's always has a point.
Yeah.
It's never about whether they give a shit whether you live or not. It always reminds me of Nelson leaving his house going, I'm going someplace for a week.
It's true.
That's it. Every time my dad ever rings me up, the first thing, there's no exchange of pleasantries. He just goes, you there? And then I go, yep, what do you want? And then he goes, is there a bill for me? There should be a bill there. And I go, yeah, it's here. He goes, right, can you pay that? Sure, yeah. That's the end of it.
No wonder men built bridges. Wasn't women, mate. This is my inner Gavin McInnes coming out, but it's like, you know.
What's this mean?
Me, feminists!
You'll only kill a man.
Yeah, no, Gavin McInnes' whole thing is just like, you know, like, man, that's what, you know, it's like, men have done things, but men have created the Western world, they've created all this. And, I mean, I don't know how much truth there is to it, but I mean, you can kind of imagine if, like, you know, this, I mean, in the very least, if, like, a mum was, like, designing a bridge, you'd be like, can we make it, like, just more round at the bottom? And be like, no, it'll collapse. It's like, can we hang tinsel off the side? Yeah, but it'll, like, it'll be windy. Why? It'll fly off.
What's the point?
Yeah, yeah.
At the end of the day, yeah, you're just trying to get cars from point A to point B. I don't care how many people die on the damn bridge. Yeah. That's the best part about it, right? In that, you can just tell the massive difference between the sexes in the phone conversations between the dad and the mum.
Yeah.
Your dad does not care if you live or die.
Yeah.
Pretty much all he wants is his legacy to pass on. So as soon as you have a kid, you're an empty envelope to him.
Yeah, yeah, it's so true.
Just go. Yeah. What else have you got? Yeah. He doesn't care if he dies. That's the thing. That's why when they're building the bridge, no guy takes it personally when they fall off and crack their head on cement-like water distance.
There's just like a legacy and pride that's kind of in the ether and like the idea of things for dads. It's like, yeah, it seems like a good idea. Like, you know, a dad, I think that's why dads are more than happy to just like drink VBs on the couch and watch the cricket most of their life, because they're like, you know, it's not about the practicality of what they're doing. It's about like, are you having a fair go? Bloody earth, so am I.
Are you having a fair go?
I mean, like, I guess, I don't know. I don't really know. They're just chill. They're just
The only thing that gets them excited is like, every Aussie needs a fair go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's
the... As a guy, that's all I give a shit about. That's all I care about. The fair go.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's true.
Yeah. I don't care if anyone's nice to each other. I prefer it when people are not nice to each other.
It's funnier.
This love has perfected it. That's the mind of a guy in a nutshell. The guy going, don't walk away, find him. Fucking find him.
God, I was a little shit. Yeah, it's a... God, yeah, it's an interesting topic. We're smart. God, we should just give it... This is the stuff. You're not going to find this on Today FM. You're not... Not even going to find it on bloody FBI.
Indeed, yeah.
You're going to find it right here.
In an FBI studio where a lot of the FBI audience does listen to this podcast.
We love you, FBI. We love you.
I hereby do not condone the message that I just said.
He was talking about FBI.
The FBI in America.
Yeah, the FBI. Federal Bureau of No, man. Female Body Inspector. That's what Miss Love's FBI is.
Oh, my God. Can
female
we make it a
Body Inspector?
Can we please make
please
it a rule?
Please walk around in that shirt
No.
All the time.
Let's make it a rule that we all have to wear that shirt on this podcast from now on. I'll go to Paddy's and buy it. It'll be like $7. You should so
all right.
do that.
And only on the condition that we all wear those hideous Paddy's Markets knockoff G Unit jackets that they have from 50 Cent's old clothing range, specifically the one that is in gangster writing at the end with hyphens in it. It says G Unit.
I gotta
take that off to female body inspector hiding underneath.
I can't do it. I can't wear that jacket. I reckon I'd spontaneously combust. It's
so
hard. Oh, it's so hard.
You're pushy.
Why? What's wrong with it?
What?
It's gangster as fuck.
I hate that line of... Oh, I hate you, 50 Cent. It's just so lame.
What have you got against 50 Cent?
Yeah, look at that man.
It's just like, don't you think that jacket is the antithesis of cheap? Not even... The female body inspector is actually kind of funny, but the cheap knockoff G-Unit jackets, like, they look like they're badass, but they're so...
You're just jealous, man.
I don't like them.
Wait a second. Imagine entering the studio every day, taking off a jacket with this playing in the background.
It would be kind of
cool. I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Love.
Ali says that every third episode of this is flat.
I know, hey, what the hell's that about?
So down.
I bet the audience...
On your two best friends and yourself.
Take a leaf out of my book and think you're way better than you are.
He's set the attitude to life. That's what you need.
I don't want to... I don't want to say be outlandish, but I think 50 Cent is the worst rapper of all time.
What the fuck? No.
I know that Ali's way, like Ali knows his hip hop and shit. This might be.
I don't know fuck all. I don't know shit about hip hop, but I do know that 50 Cent. Like, come on, 50
who's
Cent.
Who's better?
You know what I'll actually say?
I mean, who's worse?
Man, someone say, like Vanilla fucking Ice is the worst rapper.
That doesn't count.
No way, Vanilla Ice is great.
Okay. Ply, you try the worst rapper.
Ninja rap.
He doesn't even. He doesn't count.
Okay, Plies is the worst rapper.
Who's Plies? Absolutely not.
What? Plies?
Plies is a tool. Favorite rapper.
Plies can't rap. The Tool.
He.
What the hell's Plies?
That's great.
That's Bislav, the best one.
Everyone thought that Bislav was attempting a joke just then. He was legitimately scared and confused by someone being called Plies.
Scared and confused.
All right, that's some homework for Miss Love.
You definitely need to look this up. The song Thick. We'll play it later. I can't be bothered to find it. But there's no way that man is the worst rapper of all time. In fact, I'd say it's the best. I'm going to put somebody on the table who I honestly think is a worse rapper than 50 Cent. He's not the worst.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre is not a good rapper.
That's a bit hot, you know, that argument's credible.
That argument's credible.
that's
clearly
sketchy.
You didn't really say anything in that sentence, Miss Love.
No, that's a sketchy statement. I don't know about that. The Chronic is a great album.
It is a great album. But it's only the music that's good in it.
Are you saying 50 Cent is a better rapper than Dr. Dre?
Give me a line of Dr. Dre's that you think is lyrical genius.
Still bowling. That song is like still the fucking bowling. Greatest song in the world.
What about Camera Boy? What's
he doing?
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
He's putting out the music.
Oh yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah, even Still Bowling is like the music is what it is.
I guess exactly. He has a point, but like
he's a terrible rapper as opposed to 50 Cent, who came up with the phrase "I love you like a fat kid loves cake."
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Man, yeah, you're just proving my point. You're proving my point here.
Lick my bottom, bitch. I ain't paying, bitch. Suck a dick, tree, bitch. Get rich or die trying, baby.
This man should be just locked in.
Has Dr. Dre ever said anything anywhere near as comparable as rhyming bitch with bitch and then tripling it again by rhyming it?
You're proving my point. That's shocking. I can't think of a Dre lyric now because I don't really listen to him that much, but there's definitely.
He's a producer. Isn't he like the man behind?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's the same as Kanye West. Everybody just needs to get over the fact that he's got good beats. If you listen to him, he's terrible.
Really? I don't know about that. That's a sketchy thing.
Atrocious rapper.
Oh man, if he was good, he would be a lot bigger than what he is, because he is fucking huge being a producer. Like, he literally needs to just come up with his own single and he'll have like instant access to the whole world. But he doesn't do it because I think he realizes himself that he's not that good.
This is a new kind of, I'm not an expert, but Fitty. God, you guys have let me down.
Fitty, man. And Fitty's fucking broke as hell. Like, good. Stop shitting on that man. He's already drank.
No,
he made a fucking movie about get rich or die trying, and now he's like povo as shit.
Which was lame, by the way.
It may be, but like, he's in a bad space. Let's not shit on him anymore.
What, does he live in an apartment with a bunch of single dads? That's such a sad thought.
Ali, I don't like
sleeping in a racing car bed every night.
Oh man, I
sleep in a racing car. You've paid
so much money to 50 Cent, though. Do you know he like owns Vitamin Water?
Oh god, give me Lil Wayne any day. Fuck, like his oodles and noodles can smash. No, I want to take him to the bottom. You don't understand. I really don't like his music. I want him to be homeless, basically.
Yeah, man. Like, this is really common. Like, a lot of people hate 50 Cent, and I feel like they're just jealous. They're jealous of his charisma.
What?
It's true.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Say the rap again, bitch. Suck my butt, bitch. You're my bitch. I'm jealous.
Wait, right? That wasn't improvement on his
line. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
He has the balls to say that he wants women to suck his butt. Come on.
Oh, I just hate everything about him.
Yeah, no one else here would outright admit that they want their salad tossed.
Yes.
This guy put it on his album.
Ali
would not get his cock sucked by a female chimp that was of sexual nature.
If you want me to make it political, I saw that there was a thing where like he was making fun of a guy with a disability at the airport. Did you hear about that?
No.
Fitty?
So did Trump. And you
but so did Trump, yeah.
Support Donald Trump.
And
you love that footage of him making fun of the disabled person. Yeah. Don't deny it. Oh, God. Oh,
I
my.
Mean, I'm going to say
oh,
it's my. Extremely mean, but the best humor is.
I know. No, with Trump, I do what every other, you know, I don't. Whatever.
Man, don't
I,
get all fucking moral when it comes to Fitty. Like, come on, you cannot expect that man to be like a moral person. Like, and you like.
But with Trump, yeah, I do what every other Trump supporter does and just denies it.
You heard it here first.
Okay. That's true. All of Fitty said supporters do not deny his outrageous behavior. They bathe in it.
Oh, God.
Let's move on to creativity v. insanity. Where is the line?
Oh, snap. We've gone from Fitty to, like, the big question. nothing further from Fitty. Nothing further.
Yeah, so let's get a bit philosophical here. So, what is the line, Miss Love? Let's start with you. What do you think? Where does creativity end and insanity begin? Or is it, like, just a synonym for each other?
Where does creativity end and insanity begin? Oh, she...
Well, I guess Jordan would be the person to speak to first.
Yeah, don't
like,
talk
clearly.
Me. I'm just imagining SpongeBob reruns right now in my head. Ask Jordan first.
Yeah, it's like...
I'll chip in. Jesus. Yeah, it's I smell soft news guy. Don't ask me that shit.
It's like you're sitting next to Malcolm Turnbull and you're asking Miss Love, where is Australia headed?
Yeah. I reckon we need to down the Bunnings sausages prices. It's just ridiculous.
Miss Love's a one-issue candidate.
We have to make it a daily thing. We need it there every day. Yeah. Actually, I'm fucking... That's
yeah, for
point.
Those of you who don't know, Miss Love is a one-issue candidate, and his issue is, like, there needs to be more sausage sizzles at Bunnings. It cannot just be Sundays.
I know you're, like, joking, but yeah.
No, I'm not. Like, haven't you made that clear already? Like,
no, but I guarantee you at least 20% of the listenership now has just been like, yeah. Bloody
yes, yeah, in his election campaign photo, he has put a sausage humorously over his two eyebrows to make it look like he has a sausage monobrow.
And then my slogan is, Mayor Quimby, if you were running for president, he'd vote for you.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're not running for president. You are just running for a seat in the Senate. You're running for an Australian Senate position.
Mr. Speaker,
so
he thinks
so
Bunnings...
So wrong with even your advertising poster. Mr. You can't even get that right.
Mr.
And
Speaker...
you still win... an overwhelming majority.
Mr. Speaker, the member for Wombrell thinks the Bunnings stocks for sausages has gone down 2.1%. They're clearly down 2.3%. And Mr. Speaker, if he doesn't agree with me, Mr. Speaker, there's no hope for this parliament whatsoever. the member for St. Leonard's will sit down. The member... put his pants back on. Fuck you, Mr. Speaker.
Man, how much...
All right, Miss Love in the White House, or so he thinks he's in Canberra.
When I be the president, it's Prime Minister. Yeah, when I be that ting.
That ting.
Quick offshoot question, just randomly before we get into that. How many people in Parliament do you think legitimately get stoned before they go in and just go in there sit blazed? Do you think zero?
Dude, that's a good question.
Just quickly. I just thought of that.
Like, I wouldn't say zero. I'd say that they're... man, there's a lot of Greens people out there.
Yeah.
As well.
The Greens.
And not just that. Like, I bet like a lot of these right-wing, like, One Nation...
It,
like,
would be the, like, 20-something... You know, I think there was a Greens candidate that's in now that's, like, 20-something, really young guy. Like, he definitely gets high beforehand. He has his granola fucking bowl and gets high. Do you reckon?
For sure. That'd be such a scary situation.
No, dude. Like, they don't speak shit. They're backbenchers. Like, nobody asked them anything.
Dude,
they know they're not going to contribute
at
all.
They
all
sleep.
You see someone with an extremely stern, fatherly Christian face like Tony Abbott getting up to say something, then he turns at you and goes, I know what you're up to. It'd be like the first few times you get high and you go to movies and you see a couple of people that are older than you giggling at you because it's like, nobody looks that scared waiting for a movie to start. I know what you're up to.
Dude, but they just sit there. The backbenchers just sit there. There's footage of old guys, that celebrity guy, that semi-D-grade celebrity that just got into Parliament from Melbourne. was caught just sleeping in Parliament. Did you see that? Next to Pauline Hanson talking.
That's a little bit different because it's such a boring process.
Yeah, sleeping is like, man,
so much different to pulling some cones before going into the decision chamber of the nation.
No.
Hey, man,
it's not different at all. It's Jordan, apples and oranges. It's not that undeniable.
It's not, yeah, I don't think it's that bad, man. Like, those guys don't contribute for shits. Like, they know that they're not going to do anything over there.
Dude,
it's better than a Pakistani parliamentarian who was, like, caught watching porn while he was at the fucking parliament.
Round of applause for that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that all of them do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Have a fap in parliament.
I can definitely see Julie Bishop looking at Brazzers. Sure.
Yeah, interracial.
Oh. Yes. It's so much more aggressive if it's a girl, too. Just fucking going hard on herself. That would be brutal.
In the middle of Parliament?
Yeah.
Holy crap. It's a foreign minister. It's a horror film, isn't it? Someone beating off or servicing themselves in Parliament is horrific. It is truly a point where you know that it's beyond the collapse.
You know how sometimes, I don't know if you guys get like this, but you know how sometimes you just like get in one of those moods and you start thinking about life's big questions and shit and like, you know, sometimes you think of stuff and you're like, you think of a really, really arbitrary, random thing that would never, ever happen. Not even a negative thing, just a thing. And you're like, man, I wish that just happened before I died, just for the arbitrary reason of it, because you can say it's going to happen in your lifetime. I wish someone wanked in Parliament.
Do it, man. I bet that's happened several times, though.
Get to that point.
Just saying, man. It'd be fucking funny.
All right, so
Jesus, what do you add?
What do you add?
Every week, what are you saying?
What about? Okay, so that was our take on creativity or insanity, and it is clearly insanity that we have experienced.
No, that was just
You've just proven this question where the line is.
There's no line.
It's just Miss Love's naked body stiffened out like a cadaver. That's the line. I'll say that I actually think that Osho was correct in this, and he's an excellent person that you should be looking at. He's got a very shady past, so don't look into but his thoughts are beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Osho is an Indian guru who had a large-ish following.
Right.
The kind of following that every time you see...
Man, just to interrupt, if you're an Indian guru and you have a large-ish following, that's horrible. You should have not a large-ish, you should have a huge following.
200 million
people. Yeah. Because there's like 1.1 billion that are all into this. Like, everyone's fucking into it. So, if you have a large-ish following, I don't see how credible you... Anyway, sorry, but continue.
I have no idea how big he is in India. Maybe he can walk around with one of those shirts saying, I'm big in Japan. We will never know. I'm just talking about his Western following. The kind of following that every time you see an attractive brunette woman who's about 27, she'd be like, yeah, I've read 3 of his books. That kind of following.
Yeah. And lives in Paddington.
Yeah, and definitely. Like, yeah, and is really particular about her coffee. You know, that kind of girl.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Always needs to have a pretty picture on the front of it.
Yeah.
We'll
pay a lot for a coffee, and then, like, if a homeless guy asks for money, she goes, ew. You know?
Call the cops.
Yeah, she'll be so disgusted that she'll, like, leave a napkin that she had in her pocket instead of money.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh,
you need this more.
Yeah.
So this guy pretty much put it down at this point that he says when he looks at Picasso, he is disgusted.
What?
I love it already.
What is that like? Is he saying like the obtuse and the strange is like destroys the soul or something like that? Is that the reason?
What he's saying is when he sees Picasso, and it's so true, every time you look at him after this, it'll ruin it. So if you don't want Picasso ruined for you, switch this off for 30 seconds.
No one gives a shit about Picasso, really.
Really?
Yeah.
Check outside if there's any bats in your house.
Yeah.
About that level of time and then come back, because you'll probably walk out broad daylight. No, no bats. Then you'll come back. So what he was saying was, when you look at his pictures, it's very obvious that Picasso has a sick mind.
Ooh.
That he's just nuts.
That's an interesting point.
That it's just a bunch of... He says that most creative people, truly creative people, are like bamboo reeds and air siphons through them and makes beautiful sounds that the universe echoes. That's what he's saying.
Wow.
Then he says that 95% of artists just have too many thoughts in their head and they just get mashed in there and they go, it's a central man.
There is some truth to I think that's true. There's some truth to that. Think about it. If you're, I mean, I'm sure you agree with that, Jordan, to some, especially with what you're doing. You have to be thinking all the time.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to be thinking all the time. Everybody always says that the life of a comedian must be great because, you know, they what do I do? 2 gigs a month and I'm on baller money, right? So I work about 2 hours a month.
Yeah. That is not true. That is
not true. Yeah, that is obviously because of all the videos and stuff like that. I'm working 10, 12 hours a day and stuff. But the thing is, it's doing something that you love and everybody thinks that that's a great thing about it. And it is. But there is this constant fear all the time that you're going to lose your audience that is always oppressing you constantly. So you have to think.
Yeah.
Dude. You have to mash heaps of thoughts into your mind. You turn into that guy at Close Encounter of the Third Kind that makes that mountain out of mashed potato. And that's your whole life, I reckon. You're sitting there going,
Clown college.
If you don't enact on Eastern philosophy, I don't think, as a creative person, you do go insane. Why every one of them, the last shot that you ever see of any celebrity in Hollywood is always them getting out of a car and go, I forgot my panties, and you see their vagina.
It's totally true. There's like a lot of like people, there's a lot of like evidence that say like not only is like creativity like intrinsically linked with anxiety, it's necessary for you to be productive because it's like, one, it's a kick in the ass, but two, it sort of gets you gets you thinking out of the box, you know what I mean? And like, even I have experienced that and all my pressure is like, do I put up a picture of this guitar on Instagram this week? Shit, I don't know. And even from that, I'm just like, stress, man. I'm stressed. I'm getting older. I'm getting older.
What?
Man, I have before the Renaissance, the idea of being creative or being genius wasn't something that you possessed. It was something that the word genius comes from the word genie, which is like which is the word for a ghost, essentially. So they believe
is it?
Yeah. What?
So it doesn't grant you any wishes. Yeah, it's just a dead guy that comes in and goes, you know, I used to be your great grandfather, right?
Well,
you remember me.
It's not a hot blonger.
The closest translation for it would be, I guess, in your words, angels and demons.
How you people call it. We find out that Ali is a time traveler.
No. I'm saying that because genie comes from the word jinn, which is actually an Arabic word which I use for the Pakistani language. So, like, I know exactly what it means. So, but like, the closest translation for that would be angels and demons. And people back in the day believed that any sort of creativity that you would espouse wasn't anything to do with you, but you would be there was something that would possess you that's making you do all of this. So what happened as a result was they would never go insane. That element of insanity was never there because they were like, oh, it's not me who's doing it. It's someone else.
That's actually healthier, I reckon.
Yeah, it is healthier because like after the Renaissance, idea...
One person's going insane, the other one isn't. Miss Love's diagnosis, the one where you don't go insane, is more healthy.
No, but it is fucking healthy, though. Like, I completely agree with that.
This guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to take him back to high school days in a second, give him a Chinese burn.
You know what will happen. I'll tell on you. I'll go in and ask the music director and say, look, I know you didn't play his music on FBI, but he's being mean to me now. And he goes, we're looking for an excuse to get the dish.
It's really annoying. No, but it's even though you say that, most people... creative people like you're saying it's obvious, but most creative people wouldn't accept that because there's a big part, you know, ego has a huge part of what people create. I mean, it's not like on FBI, you know, musicians come in and like, you know, they sit there and then the like presenter's like, so what spirit what realm of the cosmos did the spirit you know come and embody itself in your body when you wrote this song? They're like, What's your favorite instrument? Why did you think you came up with this idea? It's like very ego driven. So most artists wouldn't accept it. Most artists don't think it comes from nowhere. The best do, but so many are just like, yeah, like, you know, I just came to me. I thought about, like, you know, I don't fucking whatever. I thought of a palm tree and I was like, yeah, mad, and wrote a song about it. No one.
And that's how we have Palm Tree, the song.
Yeah, but right, you know what I mean?
Spin that.
That's what it's like. That's what it's like.
It definitely is. I think that it also came when society started putting artists on this pedestal. It used to be really naff. It used to be a really seedy profession being an artist.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now it's the most looked after, highly sought.
Yes. Yeah, you're
and
right.
And that's where it comes in, because after the Renaissance, they decided that no, we don't get possessed by genie, we are genius. I am genius and I am coming up with this, which, as you can imagine, puts a lot of fucking pressure on you.
It is. It's, oh my God, this is an amazing conclusion.
Fucking yeah. French dukes. Sorry, yeah, continue.
The source of Miss Love's bane to everything in life. French That'd be amazing dukes. If that was his version of just, you know, bloody labour. That's his thing every time. Fucking King Henry the 14th. He's been dead for 400 years, Miss Love.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Just a stupid hair. but that is an amazing conclusion, because it really delves into this idea that the average mental patient uses the word I 10 times more than the worker gym that's walking down the street.
Oh my God.
So anybody who is extremely self-obsessed...
Narcissistic.
...is nuts.
Oh, God. That's
yes.
scary, man.
That's amazing. That's very true. I actually... Wow. So Osho was right.
Yeah.
And it is true, because 95% of artists that I meet, I can't hang around. They're great for 20 minutes.
Oh, it's so... It's
They're
true.
Extremely interesting for less time than it takes you to watch an episode of I Dream of Jeannie.
And you know what I would argue as well? All the best ones that aren't like that, which there are a lot of, I mean, like a lot of good Sydney bands and stuff, like that I'm mates with in that, friends of mine that are in bands. A lot of them aren't like that, but they have to like synthesize it with alcohol. They have to get hammered because it's just too much, you know? It's like they're expected to have to hold themselves to some sort of esteem. And it almost seems like...
What esteem? What
like,
are you talking about?
Like, I mean, like an artist, you know, like you said, I'm saying like there's some artists that aren't ego-driven. And when someone comes up to them like, you're so awesome. And if they just kind of ignore them, or if they kind of just like, you know, if they don't react to it, they're seen as dicks. So usually they just get hammered, and it's easier to interact with people like that.
I never understood that properly, actually. I have a question, because there's a lot of people that say that, you know, we drink and that helps our creative juices or whatever. But I never, like, there was this one poet who was asked, who was like a drunkard pretty much. So they said like, oh, you drinking, does that really help your poetry? And he's like, no, look, when I'm writing poetry, I am not drinking. It's a serious business. Like, yeah. You can't just drink and write poetry. It's like, after I'm done writing it, that's when I get hammered. And I never understood those artists that say, no, I'll once I get drunk, then I can do... I just feel like, how does that work? I don't know.
But I didn't even mean that. Confused. I just mean, like, you know, that ego side, let's say for music, is always there. I think it's always there. And you have to have that sort of... I mean, what if someone... Like for example, like, what if I went into... Probably never fucking happened the way it's going, but like I go into FBI to get interviewed for like a band thing or whatever, you know, and they're like, what inspired you to write this song? Like, and imagine if I was like, oh, it just came to me, and that was my answer for everything. They'd be like, okay, we're gonna cut to commercial, and they cut it, and they'd be like, they'd probably be like, get the hell out of here, you suck.
I don't think they would.
Yeah,
every single musician interview that I've ever seen, that's an extremely strong statement. I completely retract on that. 2/3 yeah. of them is always, yeah, I was just having a good time. I'm really enjoying being at the top. It makes you more humble. Stupid, trite,
really
dumb responses that always has to be interjected by some fat jock. Otherwise,
yeah,
Riri, it's going to suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need him asking how many threesomes have you been in just to... just to get the conversation away from utter boredom.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Nah, fair enough. I don't know. I don't know. It's just. I guess what I'm saying is just like, there's always expectations and pressure with being creative. You know, whether you're successful or unsuccessful. So I think that guy. I think old mate Guru was right too. That's right on. You know,
it's a very interesting thing looking at every artist you know now.
Mm.
And looking at their work, geez, this is terrible to advertise this on the Friendly Geordies podcast. The guy that spews out worms naked in a clown wig frequently saying you should go look at all of your favorite artists now. And you can see that most of them are just nuts.
Yeah, yeah, definitely,
but
man.
Again,
it's
like,
true.
The question was insanity versus creativity, but I feel like the question itself is a bit flawed. What is considered insanity for one is considered creativity for another, and then what's considered creativity for another is considered insanity. So these definitions are so interchangeable and they're so subjective to who's actually thinking about it.
That's true.
So
all you can really say at the end of the day is the best definition of creativity is something brand new.
That's it.
Something that's original.
But insanity, right. Insanity can be very original as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, by definition, insanity is original because you're calling it insane, which means it's clearly out of the ordinary.
Yeah, insanity.
That's why they do get meshed together so frequently. They're such a nice couple, aren't they? The original odd couple.
It automatically.
You, the Michelangelo's David, and you, the Slipknot.
I love that.
Yeah, insanity. Jesus. It is funny, though, how, like, you know, there's this kind of, like, visual artists that think insanity is art. There's just a homeless guy like wearing a baked chicken for pants, banging on a pan, being like, quiet, quiet, walking up and down the street, and they're like, beautiful. It's like, no, man, that guy is going to kill someone. I know that you're trying to push the envelope, but like, no, it's not art.
Yeah.
All right.
That is why that movie with Tom Cruise where you can predict crimes happening in the future needs to happen.
Yeah.
It's just an example of that. That should
Minority
be a government
reports.
Advertisement for where they come in and say that we know what you're going to do before you do it. They should just have that homeless guy with the chicken going, eating one of the chicken legs, and then just freeze frames on his face and zooms in. We knew he was going to eat that chicken leg.
All right, should we move on to the next segment?
Sure.
Yeah.
This segment is filled with nationalism, if I'm not wrong.
Build that wall.
This is one of Miss Love's suggestions, but I actually really do like, and I appreciate Miss Love for doing your homework and
doing my homework, but thinking of something 23 seconds before we started.
Yeah, but it's a good one either way. However you did it, you did it. So we're gonna actually suggest a national anthem replacement. So all three of us,
because everybody tacitly agrees, minus John Howard.
Yeah,
I love that it's just John Howard.
But surely it is.
Yeah.
Even George Christensen would silently sit in his room just lame.
Are you
going to come on?
Are you going to say what I'm
put
thinking?
On the cheese.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the dollary dues thing.
Oh, definitely as well. Everybody would agree with the dollary dues that we should change our currency from dollars to dollary dues.
Come
no
on!
One has any problem with
it's
that.
No
again,
one.
It's just John Howard holding us back. That bastard ex-prime minister with his hands nowhere near the buttons.
Very far from the buttons in Kalara.
Using his bald head, much like the good guy in X-Men that's always getting all the other X-Men to work together. That's him. On all of our national points. And so everybody agrees that the national anthem should be changed.
Yeah.
But the question is, to what? So we've got three samples for you here. Ali, do you want yours to be played first? This is Les Mis, Do You Hear the People Sing?
As I pointed out earlier, I mean, I don't want to ruin our ones, but Christ, Ali's like the immigrant and he has the most like gut-wrenching, nationalistic, pro-Australian one. It's like, we can further ourselves, we can move forward, like all these sort of like freedom and like democracy. It's like, good on you, Ali, good on
there
you.
There is no way that when you're forced to sing that song during year six assemblies
that
you would be thinking about handball.
Yeah, totally. That's so true.
That's all you'd be thinking about is how proud you are to be Australian.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Your Pokemon cards.
As you would if you heard this.
Yes!
You definitely would be. Everybody
so
in the world,
good.
When we win a gold medal, they would be happy for us. We'd be the only nation on the planet that every other nation would be barracking for.
So true.
Just so they could all sing along to that.
Okay, just for like, this is Jordan, your choice, right? For the audience.
This is Jordan's choice.
This is,
yep. Should have clarified that in the past. You know, you can't go back in time.
Let's be honest.
All you can do is apologize.
Let's be honest, though. It's Australia's choice. There's no one. It's Australia's choice. And
it's not Jordan's
and
choice.
And it's particular Western Sydney's choice. I guarantee you.
Yeah, like,
and like, as usual,
AC/DC fans.
With fun activities, i.e. going to carnivals with animals in them. Watching dirt bikes smash into each other. Bogans have it right.
Every single person.
Bogans indeed have
every
it right.
single person in Hog's Breath Cafe would give up their curly fries if this was.
Hey, I ain't giving up those curly fries. There ain't no way.
Well, you're not a real patriot.
Yeah, fair enough.
All right, honestly, it's so good.
Miss Love.
And three of the five prawns you get on your reef and beef steak. But not four. They're not giving up four.
How would that help, too? That goes towards the like, quick fund, or what's it called? The funding
it's
body?
It's just, you have to put a certain quota. We all know what the specific number is. So, say, 400,000 prawns
and then we send
John
it...
Howard's mouth.
No, no,
as he
no.
wears a bib that has a lobster on it, and he sits there going, rum,
no,
rum.
No.
Hey, hasn't that actually happened? There's a picture of him, I'm pretty sure, with a bib on. I think I have seen a picture
Dude,
of John Howard.
Probably happens each
week. I have to Google this.
No, Jordan, what we would do is we would make a... What are those things called? Like quick funds? Self funds?
GoFundMe.
GoFund. We'd make a GoFund to make Thunderstruck our national anthem. And all the prawns, the two prawns from the Surf and Turf, are sent to Angus Young, the guitarist for AC/DC. And he's just like...
Okay, so...
Thunder!
So you're saying the two prawns go to Angus, one prawn goes to John Howard, so he signs off on the deal.
Both.
But the other one is to give him keep like you would a champion racehorse. You've got to keep him in mid condition.
Mate.
All right, so
pretty
we want to...
He needs it. Angus needs it, man.
So, Miss Love, shall we hear your national anthem?
Mine's
good intro.
Yo, listen up, here's a story about a little guy that lives in a blue world. And all day and all night and everything he sees is just blue. Like him, inside and outside. Blue his house with a blue little window and a blue Corvette. And everything is blue for him and himself and everybody around. Cause he ain't got nobody to listen to.
Break it down.
I'm blue.
I'm already patriotic.
We have a champion.
We have a champion.
And on top of that, furthermore, at least 75% of our flag is blue.
Yes.
It has reference.
Yeah.
And the sky
is
blue.
And we can do that deal in with John Howard saying, this guarantees that we will never change the Australian flag if you change the national anthem to blue.
And another positive is that our national anthem will be Will Ferrell's favourite song, because I'm pretty sure that's his fucking favourite song.
Hell yeah.
Excellent taste. He's gone from one of my bottom 10 most liked celebrities to my top 10. From that.
The great leap forward.
It just works on so many levels. It's so good. And there's no way that, like, that would just get people involved, wouldn't it? It would really get... Because it's not, like, hectic enough to, like, take pingers to. It's still... Because it's from the 90s. It's, like, kind of mellowed in terms of the dance scene.
Speak for yourself, Miss Love. I'm A, against pingers... B, really against people that go, you know what would enhance this situation? Is it drugs? You read my mind, man. Those people. But I would definitely do that for this.
Really? Oh,
I'd take a dinger to Eiffel 60. If I went to an Eiffel 65 concert, you know I'm going to get gacked. continue your point.
Let's just get it out there, man. Let's just do it. It would be so good.
Yeah, all right. So we need to
year six
make
kids
sure
all bopping up and down in unison, like just like kind of in the crowd in the video, just I'm blue. It'd be awesome.
What else is great about it is that the man that is seeing it clearly has an accent from the Soviet Union. Who speaks like that except for people?
I'm down for that.
Isn't it? Somebody who experienced communism until about the age of 10 definitely makes a song like I'm Blue with really cheap 90s instrumentals.
Still kind of getting a grasp of the English language but has decks.
His song is a national anthem. Yep. Still learning.
His song
the
is actually reading out. Let's learn English. Russian to English dictionary. Let's do it now. Y'all listen up. Here's a story
about the little man who is blue.
That's so true.
Okay.
We found a winner. In fact, people should vote though. Tell us in the comments which is the best, because I feel like AC/DC would get a lot of love, but Blue yeah.
And I bet I'm gonna
that.
Get so much hate for like, man, this is a shit song. Hey, we're not French.
Yeah, I'll just get torn apart.
Yeah, but still,
I'm
go
so
for it.
Outraged that you would use a French song when we have two perfectly good
American
DJs
that have made Apple 65 and voting for Blue.
Okay, so we were going to talk about another segment, but I think we'll do that next week because we're running out of time. We're going to launch a new Miss Love music series session where we're going to play. So Miss Love has now a grand anthology of 4 songs under his belt. So we're going to play one each after every pod. Miss Love, do you want to talk about it?
Yes, and this is called Home and Grown, the segment where each week. You don't know who it's going to be. We're going to be interviewing a up-and-coming band about their music, their life, just what they're up to. What does it all mean?
Let's be honest, much like Moira in Bert's Daily Show that I watched whenever I pretended to be sick, you know, at home, and I would just watch that and be like, yeah, I guess the George Foreman grill could be cool, but I'm 16 and I don't have any money, so I'm not going to buy it. Much like Moira on that show, I'm just using this as an avenue to plug my shiz. It's not a segment. I thought you were just going to play it.
No, we are going to play it.
You're listening to the Friendly Geordies podcast, the natural extension of Good Morning Australia, Bert Newton.
I'm Kerry Ann. And I'm selling you Foxtel.
Okay, we're gonna do it. So what makes you write these songs? Like, where do you get these? Creative
yeah, the song that you're about to play for us.
What was the thought process behind it? Like, how long did it take?
You actually wanted to turn this into. You guys are crazy. This would be the worst segment of all time. Just gotta play the song. Okay. It just came to me.
How long did it take you? Like, was it like 9 months or something?
It just came to me, man. I was walking around. No, I was just listening to the Indian Chakra, man, and it just came to me. Nothing to do with me.
Dang.
I'm just embodying the
Asian philosophy twerks.
I really think that's your gimmick in Miss Love. That was a great preview to what the mainstream media would eat up as. I love how soulful he is. If you just mention the word chakra, occasionally implement it with Deepak Chopra. Oprah's favorite Indian.
We're just going to hit some...
Dude, that is like Oprah would probably make a list as well. My favorite Indian, number one, Deepak Chopra, number two, to be announced when I get one.
Don't.
Does the guy from the Village People that dresses as an Indian count? Because that's number two.
And they're like, what was that Slumdog Millionaire guy's name again?
Yeah, third. Just that question. Yeah. What's his name again? Please fill out.
Yeah, please fill out. You know who it is.
Don't worry, people. Next week I'm just gonna play like a Slim Dusty song and force you to listen to my shit because I'm too lazy to do it in the proper avenues.
Yep. So which song are we going to be listening to?
I don't know.
You don't know. That is
well, play us out with that. The song I Don't Know by Miss Love's band Forest Hall. We'll see you next week. And don't write in the comments that you turned it off specifically not to listen to Miss Love's song like last time.
Stop doing that.
That's really encouraging, boys.
Nah, thanks guys. Thanks so much.
I wish that every day was a Sunday.